My name is Zachary Hicks. I'm studying a part-time degree of psychology science at Swinburne University Online.
My name's Poppy. I'm studying environmental science at UQ. I'm doing that part-time at the moment.
My name is Henry McKee. I currently attend QUT and I'm studying civil engineering.
Hi, my name's Lee. I'm a part-time student at Uni of South Australia. I'm studying a Bachelor of Commerce Accounting.
Question for you guys. What were your first thoughts and reactions when you heard about the HECS debt indexation?
I was a bit surprised and a little bit scared.
It was probably a little bit alarming, and then I had to sort of do some research and realise that I'm probably going to be paying it off for the next 20 to 30 years.
I was more inclined to want to pay off my debts I currently owe.
I think it's definitely unfair. A lot of people that are studying at uni are studying to get ahead in life. Having that extra increase, I think, will put a lot of people off from studying.
Clearly, the indexation came as a massive surprise to students, and it's something that many believe is unfair. Griffith University Student Representative Council Marketing Communications Manager Sophie O'Brien believes that students are getting a bad deal and that the indexation was way too high.
I think 7% is way too much. I think that whatever you signed on for at the start of your university career should be what is, you know, used after to pay off the rest of your debt, because that's what you initially signed up for.
The indexation has caused anxiety for many students, and it appears to be an anxiety they will carry with them through their studies and after they graduate.
Yes, that's always really nerve-wracking for me. It's going to be a lot of money in my future, especially if I wanted to, you know, save money, go on holidays, one day buy a house. It's going to be too scary to do.
It's concerning not knowing how much the indexation could change.
I still know that what I want to do and pursue will require university and getting a degree. It's just a matter of fact of just dealing with it.
I think it's unfair that they should have to think about debt when they're studying uni.
Sophie also informed us that it's not only a student's debt that is impacted, but also their quality of life.
What they also don't tell you is that once you start applying for home loans, they actually include your HECS debt as actual debt, which is normal, fine. It's a government debt. However, what they don't tell you is that, you know, that's going to impact the quality of your life. That means that the banks are going to start calculating that extra 7.1% yearly, which also means that my gross pay at the end of the week is going to get taxed higher, which therefore means it's going to take me longer to purchase a house.
Sophie explained to us the main way that the Griffith SRC helps students that are doing it tough.
At Griffith University, we have decided to use the student services and amenities fee to help pay for weekly groceries for students. The feedback from that is tremendous. It's dominantly that students are using our grocery selections as their main food intake for the week.
So where do we go from here? The National Union of Students is one organisation that is working to improve the quality of education, health and welfare in the interest of university students. Some of the things that the NUS is fighting for include dropping the Centrelink Age of Independence from 22 to 18, ending unpaid student placements and reforming the HECS system to remove indexation, and students are fully on board.
I think it's awesome. I think it helps a lot of people. It listens to university students.
I think it's good that the NUS is looking into abolishing the indexation.
I think what the NUS is doing for students across Australia is good. It's a positive thing, at least giving some power back to the students and being able to help them out.
Sophie still remains hopeful that the government can see that education is a smart investment for Australia.
I would hope that the government could see that having a more well-rounded Australia with better accessibility to higher education, I would hope that they would see that as something that is an investment for Australia as a whole.
It's evident to see that students are doing it tough during this cost of living crisis, but it's reassuring to hear that there are organisations that have students' backs during these difficult times. Back to you guys.